Warning, this episode contains references to mental illness and partner abuse. Hey everybody, and welcome to the first episode of 2021! We had a cold open recorded back in Thanksgiving, but too much time has passed since then, so I'm recording a new one! Hooray! I'll keep things short, but on this feed you'll find our full 2021 update. First, a big apology to returning guest and friend of the show, B. Rob, for the extended lateness of this episode. Links to all of his social media are in the description below. I didn't want to take 5 months to work on this, but my creator's block got the best of me. This will not be the case in 2021. Second, this episode was the first one recorded on Skype for PC, and the audio quality is lower than usual. Apologies for that, I did the best I could to clean it up, but given how it's a casual conversation, I figured, fuck it, let's put it up anyway. And finally, Random Chatterings is transitioning to a monthly schedule for 2021 and possibly beyond. We'll have more to say about this in the 2021 update, so please check that out after this episode. Alright, I don't want to take too much more of your time, so let's start the episode. Alright everybody, hey, and welcome back to Random Chatterings. This is episode
78.
Random Chatterings is a podcast, and it's a hodgepodge of pop culture and life! I am your host,
Surprise, as always. Motherfucker.
Little Rodriguez, and returning guest, five-time champion of podcasting, is
B-Rob in this bitch. it's appropriate that it'll be on episode 79, because I was on episode 69, and that's 10 more, so I have a 10-episode record.
Oh, actually, you were on episode 75 last year.
God damn it. Fuck.
Cream.
Okay, still. I'm still
the
good.
Episode that we did with you, Rob. That was not even close to Rob. That was not even close.
Yeah, I'm the cream of the crop.
Yeah, that's it. You keep that impression. I can't do it. How are you doing, Rob? It's been it actually has been about a year since we've talked last. I know we've sent each other messages on Instagram every once in a while, but like, how the fuck are you doing, man? Like, how the fuck has 2020 been treating you?
Surprisingly well. You know, I'm one of the fortunate ones that's still able to work. So I'm thankful for that in these dire situations. I know there's a lot of people on unemployment and all this other yada yada yada, but I'm still able to work. So I'm grateful for that. You see my surroundings on the video version here.
Yeah, it looks amazing. Like, it looks like you upgraded that shit.
I built this shit with my two hands.
So is this your garage, or is this just a different part?
This is a room that I built inside my garage.
Oh, okay.
Yes. it really is. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. This is a room.
I'll take your word for it.
and I tell you why I built this room. Because this is my wife's house. I just live here. I have no place to put my shit. So I built this room to put my shit in it.
Okay.
And she made me mad too. I got pissed, and I needed somewhere to come hide.
There's been a couple times I've used my shed, my outdoor home office shed, which I actually thought we were gonna do an episode. I was gonna record the episode in the shed, but I didn't.
Yeah, she shed.
A she shed.
you never seen that commercial?
I don't think so. No.
Oh man, you need to look that up. I think it's a Geico commercial, and the lady talking about her she shed got burned down.
Wait, I think I do remember this one. It's been a while though.
Yeah.
But I sometimes if I get very upset, I actually do go to my
I go
my
put
shed.
Myself on timeout.
Exactly, because I've become so much more introspective recently, and that's like sometimes in therapy I'll talk about what I did wrong, or like, oh man, I was so angry when this happened. And it's like, oh shit, it was my fault that this happened. Oh, yeah. I have to think about my consequences.
Yeah, there's a lot of growing has been going on or whatever. Like me and my wife, well, from my perspective anyway, she tells me every now and then, but I feel like our relationship has gotten a lot better. It wasn't bad, but it has gotten better.
Right,
September 19th. Was our 12th year anniversary
together. Oh my God, congratulations.
Yeah, so it's been an experience, man. This is the longest relationship in my life that I've ever been in. Wow. And this is the longest marriage I've ever been in. This is my second one. So, yeah, man, I'm grateful for that, too. You know, she's still here. She's still able to work. So, you know, she can buy me that PlayStation 5.
Have you? Okay, so I'm guessing you have not pre-ordered it yet.
Or
you
I didn't. Have. You I have. I have two Xbox Series X's, and I have one full edition PlayStation with two controllers.
Two Xbox Series X's?
I didn't even want to do that. So
is it for a giveaway?
Oh, hell no. You think I'm going to give that shit away? No.
Fair enough.
But I went to GameStop, not physically, but online.
Yeah.
And I was in the queue. They had me queued up and everything. And I got in there and it said it was sold out. So I was like, fuck. So I went to Amazon and they didn't launch on time with everybody else. They kind of did it on their own time, just the same day. And they didn't have any. So, you know, I was just kind of bummed. I was like, gosh darn it. Now I got to wait like all the common folk and get my Xbox later. And I just went back to the GameStop website, you know, just kind of to close out the browser and shit.
Yeah.
And it said available for pre-order. I was like, whoa,
nice.
Hit that button, put it in the cart, bought it. I was like, yeah. Just on Amazon browsing like I normally do. I get on Amazon just about every day just because.
Yeah.
And the shit was there. And I was like, buy it.
Oh my God.
And I just bought it.
Why?
I don't know. I was just like,
Why would you do that?
Well, I never done anything like this before, ever. But since I have two of them, what I might wind up doing is sitting on one till Christmas and see if I can sell it for double or you know, just higher than what I paid for. But what I'm going to probably realistically wind up doing, my brother get consoles and stuff too. Since I have one reserved that I know that I'm going to get, I'll just sell it to him for the retail price.
Oh, okay. I think that's fair.
Yeah. So
fair to do that.
And then, you know, the whole PlayStation debacle and shit. I tried.
It was so bad.
Yeah, it was really bad.
It was so bad they actually had to apologize on Twitter about it. Yeah.
And that's very big of them. You know, I appreciated that. And the way I found that is I went on a military website and my military login credentials were still valid. So,
okay.
That's how I got the PlayStation.
Nice.
But what I was going to do, hadn't I not got that PlayStation, I was going to trade somebody that got two PlayStations. Because, you know, people stacking them things whenever they can get them. I was going to trade them an Xbox Series X for a PlayStation. I was going to swap it out. Because I had
that would be, and they're about the same price anyway, so you know what, that feels like that's a fair deal. That is a fair deal.
I had somebody that was gonna trade with me, but they already promised it to somebody else, so
yeah.
You know, I was just too late. But I got one, so I'm good.
You got two fucking, like, I haven't even touched like the next gen consoles. I've been following the next gen consoles in terms of like the games that they're going to be releasing. I think both of them are releasing this holiday season, but like
within two days of each other.
Yeah, that's right. But I think, well, right now I'm saving up money. I think we're going to try to get a PlayStation 5, but when I have more money saved up right now.
Yeah.
I mentioned it to Rob earlier, and I wasn't going to mention it now, but I'm mentioning it now. I did buy a treadmill recently with money that I've saved over several months. I didn't just make a very expensive purchase on a whim, because
nobody impulsively buys a treadmill anyway.
To be fair to everybody, and I know it's definitely been extremely difficult for some people, especially right now. I talk a lot about that in the part one of the Look Back on 2019 episode. Like myself, I am lucky that I'm still able to be working from home and I'm still making a decent income where I can continue to pay rent and to save up money for a treadmill. And the treadmill, actually, it was like I wanted to continue Ring Fit Adventure on Switch, but it felt like this was probably better because, like, one, it's outside, so I'm not bothering anybody. I'm not bothering my brother, but with the loud, like, I can't do it. I don't want. Yeah, exactly. Like the beat tap. Well, he just did it. With, because, you know, have you played Ring Fit Adventure? I know you have a Switch, but have you played that game?
No. I'm aware of it, but I never played it.
It's actually a really cool idea, and it's actually works. The motion controls actually work really well for it, but it is exhausting as fuck. And then, of course, you make so much noise.
I think
noise.
That's the point.
Exactly. No, I mean, yes, exactly. But like, for like me rooming with my brother right now in the same place, like I would like to do those exercises like in the morning or something, but I would wake him up because of all the feet pattering. And then I used
to sounding like an old school power pad and shit. Like just...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we decided it would be better ultimately to get a treadmill, because then we could both use it and we could leave it outside, so we wouldn't have to worry about. I mean, I think we used it yesterday. We gave it a test run yesterday, and I don't think the neighbors were bothered too much by it. So, and then that way we can, like, I've really wanted to work on my cardio for a very, very long time. I've definitely fallen behind. I'm definitely not in the same shape as I was like even college wise. And I really want to build up my stamina, and then again, and also like work on my back, because as I was mentioning to Rob earlier, I do have back issues, and I've been wanting to work on fixing my, well, not fixing my back, but like healing my back and strengthening my back over the next couple of years.
I feel you on the back pains and stuff. Me and my old lady both got some jacked up backs and shit. I forgot what the hell I was doing. I leaned over, I guess, to get something off the ground or whatever, and it sounded like goddamn bubble wrap. It was just like, I was like, yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Shit, my wife's back is jacked up as well. And then it's just, and then she had a knee surgery on top of that. And then it's just was walking around looking like Quasimodo and shit. Just like, But it's all good now, man. But shit, I mean, you talk about getting in shape and, you know, strengthening your back and everything, but I haven't seen you in a minute, man. You're looking good, brother.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And I'm sorry that it has been a long time. I don't really want to like reiterate too many things I've mentioned on that podcast, the one I already referenced, but I was just like a hermit for like several months. I wasn't communicating to anybody, not my friends. The only person I was really talking to was my brother, and the only thing I was doing was playing video games.
And that don't sound like a bad life, though.
Well, if you're someone who, like, they've already decided, okay, I'm happiest when I'm alone and I don't do anything else except video games. Oh, what the hell is that?
Oh, no, that was a message. I sent you my phone number up in there.
Oh, wait, did you change your phone number?
No, it's still the same. I just don't know if yours is still the same.
Mine is the same, yeah. Mine's the same.
So did you get my text earlier today?
You sent me a text?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Wait. Okay, I need to type this down here.
So I'm gonna see what I got, cause I randomly text people out of the blue, and I didn't get any response.
I need to get in the habit of doing that.
Yes, I do have that number. What the fuck? You avoid me?
No. Wait. I don't understand how I would not be receiving your messages. Did you text me today? Is it because you're not on my no? Because then I would have gotten like an unrecognized number, but I still would have known it was you. And I think
you sent you a text right now.
Nothing.
See? Look.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What the fuck is going on?
I'm gonna go through the number again. Make sure that I didn't type it down wrong. So I could have just been texting some random person.
No, I can't say my phone number. I'm like, out loud.
This is exactly the same as what you typed. Okay.
Yeah, what the hell? Wait, hold on. Let me check it. Maybe I typed it incorrectly.
How about this?
No, that's the one.
How about this?
Yeah, what's up?
Watch this.
What the fuck? Okay, I'm going to...
Here you go. Listen.
All right.
Please leave your message for...
Arlil Rodriguez.
Oh, God, I have to update the voicemail. What the fuck? Wait, so that is my number. Why the fuck am I not receiving your message? Okay, I'm gonna have to start a new chat Patreon with you. Because I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Arlil Rodriguez.
Arlil Rodriguez. I don't know how to socialize with the outside world. Okay, what the fuck is going on?
I'm glad we get.
So maybe I need to add. Maybe I do need to add your number again. So I'm going to do that right now, and I'll make sure I'll expedite this in the editing process.
No, keep it in.
Wait, now I just got it. Wait, what? Oh. Oh, you were blocked.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. Why were you blocked? Today, August 23rd. Oh, that was you.
What'd I do?
You texted me on August 23rd and I couldn't because I don't have your name in as like, I don't have it. Like, I don't have B-Rob as a contact. I just thought, who the fuck spammed a message saying titty meat?
Come on, man. That should have been a dead giveaway.
Well, I don't know what was going on August 23rd, but apparently I did not know. Well, I am remedying this now.
Mm-mm-mm.
There you go. Okay.
Goddamn.
We're all blocking, good. We're
blocking the titty meat. Oh,
no, I'm sorry. I thought it was like spam or something.
I'm about to ask you about your insurance provider right now. See if you are happy with them. I'll show you how much of spam I am.
I've been getting that. I do get those messages all the time, and I don't like it. There's been a couple times that on my work phone, I'll get those messages, or I think I get a message from someone saying you have violated the Social Security something. It's like, what the fuck? Why are you? How did you find? How did you find my number at work? And two, how do you do that? How is that a thing to do? Like, what,
every phone number is listed.
Ah.
Is all in a directory. Mm-hmm. You can pay to have your number privatized, but that's something you have to pay for. But every number that is made, except for a select few, is public domain pretty much. You know?
Yeah.
Except for here. Well, not here, but they just changed up the area code boundaries here and added a new area code. So there's like a fresh batch of numbers that are, you know, never been used before. Because every number that you have has been used before. So, I mean, that's how you get... Is Jim Bob there? No, this is not Jim Bob. them scammers be doing that now too. Are the people that's trying to sell you some stuff? They'll be like, yes, is Michael there? I was like, oh, I'm sorry, you got the wrong number. But okay, but since I got you on, I mean, are you satisfied?
No. I don't want to talk to you right now. You get the fuck out. You get the fuck off my phone.
So I've probably blocked everybody in North Carolina. Or whatever. the number that I sent you, my phone number, I've had that number for well over 10 years now. Never changed it. Because when I was stationed in North Carolina, that's where I got, you know, one of my first cell phones.
Yeah.
So I've had that number ever since then. And I think I bought a car out there in 2013, maybe. And I have been getting phone calls ever since asking me about the vehicle warranty on that vehicle. So anytime I see an area code that's like mine, automatic block. I've been stationary total of my whole military career 10 years or more.
Yeah.
So I hope to God that nobody's trying to get in contact with me from there, because I know a lot of people. But every area code that look like mine, block.
Block.
Block. They all trying to sell me some shit.
I think I get a lot of numbers from North Carolina for some odd reason, and I block those all the time. I mean immediately suspicious if anybody was calling out of state.
It's probably why you blocked me. That I have a North Carolina number.
Yeah, I apologize. And the titty meat.
Who gonna spam you titty meat?
Let's see. What was going on August 23rd? That was a Sunday, so either I was asleep or I was depressed, one or the other.
Either or. Maybe you was sleeping because you were depressed.
That too.
Depressed because you were sleeping.
Riots today, what the hell? Holy fucking shit, look at the Lakers score right now. It's done, riots today. Oh, at the time of this recording, ladies and gentlemen, the Lakers are going up against the Heat in the NBA Finals in Game 6.
Mm.
Apparently, the Lakers are winning.
Who got the lead? I mean, like, series.
I'm checking that right now. It is 36-64!
Shit.
Holy shit.
But who's winning the series, though? Like, who got the most wins?
The Lakers have 3, the Miami Heat have 2. Did you see Game 5?
I have not watched any of this poop.
It's kind of funny because I must apologize to Rob on the air right now. I don't know why the internet deleted episode 26.
God damn it.
I don't know why that
episode... clothesline sucks, right?
Exactly. I don't know why they just decided, no, we need to send this into the void of space. But incidentally, that when we were when recorded that episode, I think it was the Warriors versus who was that against in the NBA Finals or maybe a playoff game.
Don't make me lie to you. That's why I do a podcast. I can record shit that I forget later. Now you have deleted one of my memories. Now I'll never get those back.
Don't worry, audience, and don't worry, Rob. The episode has been I re-edited the episode, not fully. I didn't have to edit anything, honestly. I thought the conversation was really solid. Like, it was like actually really fun listening back to it, and it was also weird because we had scheduled this like weeks ago, and then I found out that your episode was just gone. Like 69 is fine, and 75 is fine, and 50 with with Sean from Horribly Awkward. Oh God, what's his last name? Oh God, oh God.
Fuller.
God damn it. Okay. I'm going to edit this. I'm leaving it in. Sean, I'm sorry I forgot your last name. It's been a while.
Yeah. Anytime you speak of Sean, you can't edit that part.
No, I can't. Episode 50 was fine. So I don't know why. The only thing I could think of is that episode 26 had like a faulty link or something. And for some reason, it was fine up until the last possible moment. And. So I had to, I'm telling you, Rob, this is what happened. I'm guessing this is what happened. I did not intentionally delete an episode. But I guess because, no, I'm serious, Rob, I'm serious.
I'm just nodding my head in agreement.
But actually, it was an episode I did actually remove from the feed intentionally. Long-time listeners may know who the guest was.
Yeah.
But when it came out that they had committed adultery and they were... Not adultery is one thing, but it's more like the person that they committed the adultery with and what was and they were connected with.
Evidence. Delete.
Yeah, I had to get rid of that one, and I feel and so I at some point I have to maybe I should have made this one episode 66, but I guess
whatever.
I'll get time. Nowadays I don't even like what's up?
No, speaking of adultery, Sean. He's getting married.
I can't. Oh my God. I am so fucking happy for him.
Yeah, me too, man. I tell him that shit all the time, man.
Because I know he took a long break from his show.
Because he got a woman now.
Yeah. Like he's got his shit. I don't want to say it in a dismissive kind of way. It's more like he's figured out what he wants to do with his life and he's
exactly
able to
yeah.
With someone else.
I'm glad.
I'm so fucking happy for him. It's amazing how much progress you can make in like just a couple of years.
Yeah, and that has nothing to do with adultery. I don't know. What
Well, with adultery, yeah, you deal with marriage.
Well, marriage. There you go. That was the link.
There you go. I need the case for you. But back to the original point about episode 26, it was fascinating having to listen to that one again, not in preparation for this one. It was just incidental that I had to re-upload 26. And the only thing I changed, I think I made the music breaks a little shorter. And then there was a couple of times I was a young podcaster at the time. It was an early episode, like 26. And when I was
78,
almost 4 years later, not to the day, but 4 years later, there was a lot of times I interrupted you and I had to remove some of those because like I didn't want to seem like an asshole. Even in,
you know, that's not wasn't really your fault too, because like it's internet stuff and you know the I guess like the flimsiness of Skype and whatnot, because we can be talking and everything and it'll be a delay. So I mean that's how those kind of miscues kind of come across and shit. So I mean, yeah. Take it with a grain of salt.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I didn't like if I have the power to be able to make them to polish it up a little more. I think, and I didn't remember this because I do have an air conditioner on right now. There was apparently a high pitched whine, and I do not know what the fuck was causing that.
I thought that was your laughter.
But do you have?
I need to get that. That's the one I need to get.
Dude, you need the soundboard. You don't have Bathoom-Tush. Come on, man.
Well, these I have to put in manually or whatever. I'll put it in post.
You know what? I'll put it in post. I'll find.
There you go.
I'll make sure I credit the Creative Commons sound, and I'll have that credited, and we'll put that in there. Note for later. it was fascinating to listen to a recording from when we were both very early on. I think that was you had just started podcasting at that time.
I believe,
And have you celebrated your fifth anniversary of podcasting, or is it still you're not quite there yet?
It's coming, January 13th.
Oh, okay.
It's coming.
I don't know the reference, but I thought that was funny.
Well, I just it's porn.
Dude, how does it feel to be almost 5 years podcasting?
Oh man, it's crazy. And you know, it's just like I've been doing it's starting to be new again to me, because like within the 5 year span almost, I've been doing it on shit equipment.
Yeah.
So I limited myself to only doing audio content on purpose because the gear that I had didn't support the vision that I had, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You want things to look certain ways and everything, and you know, you just want everything to work, you know, solidly.
But yeah.
I wind up being a hypocrite of advice that I would give to other people. I would tell them, man, fuck that. Don't wait. Just record that shit. Use your phone and all kinds of stuff like that, when I could have been doing the same thing. Right. But, you know, a little bit later, I did wind up doing that. I started using my phone more. I got this big bulky fucking tablet here.
Oh, nice.
I've been using LumaFusion on here. It's a very powerful video editor for the iPad. So I started working on doing videos on my iPad. And
oh, that's awesome.
Drawing and doing all kind of other shit on that. And then now I got this big beefy bitch over here to my right, you know, that I got made, and I just freaking tore the heart out of it last night and put a new one in there, did a transplant, and it's fucking great. Now I don't know what to do with all this shit. So that is just been a whole new experience for me, because like I got a new mixer in here. I got the fucking
surprise, I got all this crap.
Got the new computer, fucking webcam. I got all these I got all these wonderful toys. And it's just more now of sitting and focusing and, you know, doing something different other than just the plain Jane audio, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah.
5 years of a realization, pretty much. And, you know, I got a camera here. I don't know if you can vaguely see it, but I got a camera up here.
I don't quite see it.
But...
Oh, I think I sort of see it. It's like right on the left. Right. Okay, now I see it. Now I see it.
But yeah, so I got a camera there, webcam that I'm using right now. I got another webcam right here. I got a light right here, a light right there, fucking TV up here, a screen right there. Yeah, it's shenanigans.
That's fucking ambitious, dude.
Yeah, so I like tech. It's not so much having to do with the fucking podcast. It's just like I like to have things and stuff. That's why I got two Xboxes and a PlayStation. Because I want that shit.
I wish I had that kind of money where I could just like on a whim get two Xboxes. I actually was talking to my brother because now I'm actually trying to make a budget for video games because I'm trying not to buy too many. Mm-hmm. And I think next month I'm thinking I don't know if I'm going to get Hyrule Warriors Age of what the fuck is it called? Age of Calamity. I want to see how reviews are for that game before, because I'm not really into the Musou kind of games. I was excited for the Phantom Persona 5 Phantom Strikers, but who the fuck knows when that's coming to the West, especially now because of COVID. But I wanted to see like if it's fun gameplay and if it has a decent frame rate, and then maybe I'll pick it up in December. But I think I like having to make these decisions, and I was like, okay, I want to have fun, but how much fun can I have, and how much fun do I already have from a Steam sale that I just forgot about?
you know, speak of the devil. You know, I got this. I got this big beefy bitch over here now. And when I got it, before it even entered the threshold of my house, I was adamant about it. I was like, I'm not playing no motherfucking video games on this motherfucking computer. And then got a motherfucking Humble Bundle come up, goddamn Steam sale, and all kind of bullshit. You're like, you can get 38 games for 50 cents. I was like, what? So, like, right here, right now on my screen, just, like, this whole left side of the screen is nothing but game icons and shit.
Oh, my God. I can see. Well, you can't really see my screen. I don't know if I can share screens, and or we should be doing that right now, because I don't know if I'd fuck with the latency. But like, I have like a couple of game icons as well on my PC. That I have to mention right off the top, because my brother's not here right now, and so I can gush about him all I want. He bought me my PC.
Yeah.
My it's a laptop. It's not like his PC, which we can't quite see. It's like I think I can see there. It right. No, he's actually on the treadmill right now. But he was working a really difficult hotel job, but he was making a shitload of money from tips.
Oh yeah,
and he was able to
clean up my jizz. Here's some money.
He was a barista, actually. He wasn't doing housekeeping.
Oh, okay. Either or. He probably brought the coffee up there. I'd be like, here, look at my dick while I open the door.
God, I hope that never happened. But he bought my current podcast machine, and I could not be so grateful to him for it.
Yeah. So don't fart on this pillow.
I'm not farting on this pillow. I'm going to try not to. I'm going to try not to.
As long as you're trying.
I'm trying. God damn it. You're one of the few podcasters I know personally, or that I'm still not for bad reasons, but more like just because COVID, I became a hermit. I just didn't talk with anybody, even Sean. Unfortunately, I did DM him recently just to catch up with him. But you're the one of the few podcasters that I know that is still somehow doing weekly shit, dude. I'm so fucking impressed.
Yeah, it's weird, you know. I got people that are kind of saying yes, so so I just keep going, man. I just gotta keep pushing it, you know. I'm gonna try to do it. This is gonna as long as I do the show, if it's still going on years and years down the line or whatever. I'm trying to make it a yearly thing to where the month of October, all I do is guest on people's shows. And then November, when November come around, I'll play those episodes back on my show. You know, kind of like a double promotion, to promote myself on somebody else's show and then promote their show on my show.
That'd be so cool.
So I'm try it out. I mean, I'm already here. I just got off right before I got on with you. I just got off with somebody else in freaking Saudi Arabia doing a wrestling podcast and shit.
Holy shit.
And then I just got off a week or so ago with somebody that was fairly new to podcasting. And then, you know, anytime I get an opportunity to work with somebody that's just starting out, you know, I jump at that opportunity and whatnot. And
absolutely. Then
I got one coming up tomorrow, I think, with the Just in Time fellas.
Oh yeah.
And then I got one Sunday and the 27th, you know, so October is looking pretty good.
Damn, son, that you're fucking still killing it, and after all these years, I'm really impressed.
Yeah. And then it's because I have low standards. I'm not going after Michael Jai White like I did in 2018, but I'm just like, I'm genuinely going after people that I have interest in, or they do a thing that I'm interested in.
Yeah. So
this whole thing with this computer shit and trying to stream on Twitch and all that stuff. So the last couple of episodes have been content creators, YouTube video makers, Twitch streamers, and all kind of stuff like that, because I wanted to pick their brain about the process, how they feel about it, what could be better, what could be worse, you know. And that's the kind of people that I gravitate to. And the ones that just write random comments on Twitter, and I'll be like, we need to unpack that. I want to talk to you about this.
But let's see, can we extend this into an hour of content? Let's see what we can do with this.
Yeah, I've had that happen
before. Oh, really?
Where I think it was before Endgame came out. It was like Infinity War or some shit like that. Somebody made a comment about something related to, I forget what it was
off
the top of my head, but I was like, I really like that. Me and you need to talk some more about this. Would you like to be on my show? He's like, yes. And we talked the whole show about Marvel shit, and you know, and then we eventually got to what he do. But that was like the whole thing. I just like, I wanted to finish this conversation. I don't want to do 200 and whatever characters we got now. I want to, you know, vocalize, because I mean, Twitter and all that shit is cool, but it's like doing this, you know, you can kind of, words are just like words, but you're like, man, fuck you. Or if you're like, man, fuck you. You know, you can tell that I'm playing on one and I'm serious on the other. You know,
right, exactly.
You don't get that with text.
Exactly. And that's, I think I've been missing that a little bit when I heard you on Rob's, when I heard you on Sean's show, Jesus Christ. Hey, you can tell how long it's been since I've done this. When I heard you on Sean's show, that's when I actually really started realizing how much I really miss doing this with other people. But at the same time, I just miss doing it in general. I've been working on, I talk about it on part two. So weird for me to be pulling apart like pieces from a previous episode that is on this feed and then just say, oh, just reiterate it now to Rob, because who knows, maybe he hasn't listened to it yet.
Then it's a good promotion for other people who may be listening to them to go back and listen to those things in the archive.
I intentionally made that connection
that you can go to on some weebly.com.
randomscribbledword.weebly.com.
There you go.
I really wish. I'm hoping to begin Patreon next year, and I hope to finally get a URL and just say randomchatterings.com, because it should be that, not the Weebly shit. But
yeah,
it's just because you're on a free website and they have these guidelines. Yeah. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, I wanted to get the 3rshow.com, but somebody owns it and is doing. And that's the story of my motherfucking life. When I finally decided to move over to the 3R show Brandon, because like, you know what I had before on Twitter was RRR_podcast.
Yeah.
And then like my hashtag was like RRRPC, which PC stood for podcast, which is one word, and I put in the two for some odd reason. But the Random Ramblings with Rob podcast seemed like a mouthful to me. So I shortened it down to just 3R show. I mean, it covers the whole thing, just in 3R show. So I went over, it was available on Twitter, jumped on that shit. Just other platforms that I had, 3R show was available on just about everything. So I was like, Instagram, my main jam, where I go to Walmart and do all the shenanigans and shit in. I was like, yeah, let me get 3R show. Taken.
Damn.
By some punk motherfucker that has not posted since September of 2015. And I DM this person. Oh. I tried to report him to fucking Instagram proper and be like, this bitch ain't doing shit. I'm doing shit. Let me get it. And then I haven't heard back from Instagram. I haven't heard back from that sorry son of a bitch.
Wow.
And so I was like, I need to make a website before I got the one that I have currently.
Yeah.
So let me look up domains. 3R show. Taken. So I go to 3rshow.com and it's just a blank fucking canvas that says it's locked by administrator and shit. So they had a phone number or email or some shit on the website. Matter of fact, I haven't been there enough to do this live on air. Let's see.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Well, I mean, nobody can see this, but I'll describe it as Rob is doing it. So right now he's typing on his gaming PC, on his high-end PC.
3rshow.com is loading the Bing arrow circle thing of death going. But anyway, I went to it back then and seen the email on there, so I emailed the person. I was like, hey, you want to let that domain go? And he was like, $500. I was like, well, fuck you.
The fuck, you're not using it and it's blank. Like, why the fuck would you like take a URL hostage like that?
Some people do that because they think there's people like me with money that I'm not saying I have money, but people that have money and be like, I want that domain, pay for it. And you're like, no, this shit ain't
that's bullshit.
I tell you what, if this shit is like nothing, because it's not loading up right now.
Wow.
So don't come up. As soon as we close this bitch out, I'm going to go change my shit.
Give it another try. Maybe it'll work. Maybe you can actually. There's got to be some. I guess would you talk to the domain, like the server? I don't know. I guess.
I mean, your domain renews every year.
Yeah.
But in some cases you can pay for it, longer. So I mean, if they let the shit lapse, then I can get the shit.
Yeah. But
as long as they're paying their stuff, it ain't really nothing. Nobody.
That's such a waste of money, though. Especially like I don't know how much domains are nowadays to re-register them, but like it's money.
Yeah.
It's like, why the fuck?
It's like $20.
Oh, well, it's not
and then you could. The thing is they get you with good sales when you buy the domain. You can get a domain for like maybe 50 cents.
Yeah.
But when it's time to renew, depending on what the domain is, like if it's a .com, .org, .net, .live, .xxx, or whatever the fuck you get.
Yeah.
When it comes time for renewal, whenever that period is, you know, that's when you get the full price, you know? Yeah. So it just depends. Because I paid, because at first my website was randomrobcast.com. Because originally the show was going to be called The Robcast. But somebody already had that shit and I already committed to it, kind of. So I was just like, whatever, fuck it, I keep it.
That's fucking bummer.
And then when I went over with the 3R show Brandon, I just cut the cast off for savings. And I just went with randomrob.com, which I currently
savings. By the letter. man, I don't know how long we've been on the air right now. I think we could take a break, or is there something else you would like to bring up before we take a break?
We can bring up the break, because I'm going to bring up some urine from my penis to the toilet.
Oh, do you got to go? If you got to go, then we are taking a break right now. But when we come back, more of this very lucid. Oh, God, it's been so long. I can't even come up with something clever on the fucking spot. More of this shit. Please come back.
I like that. We'll be back with more of this shit.
We'll be back with more of this shit. All right. All right. Well, oh, my God. Oh, my God. We'll be right back, everybody.
You are the apple of my eye. Can't even imagine my life without you. There'd be no stars to light my sky. When we're together, I feel so brand new. When the world all around is changing, you're the one I can always lean into. Yeah, baby, I can do without a lot of things, but sure love I never wanna lose. 'Cause everything that I am is all because of you.
And we're back, everybody. Taking us back in is You by David and Tamla Mann.
For those of you who don't know who David and Tamla Mann is, if you like Tyler Perry, they were in a lot of their movies and a lot of his movies and plays.
I did not know that.
That's Mr. Brown walking around with shorts and ashy kneecaps.
I haven't actually seen, I have never seen a Tyler Perry movie.
I don't blame you. He does good for the community and the film industry or whatever, but I mean, it became tropey.
Yeah.
It became tropey. I can spot a Tyler Perry flick from a mile away.
I think the humor is very broad in a way that I don't really connect with that well.
Yeah.
And then
he's doing very well because he has opened a 200 and some odd acre movie film studio in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
And I want to go there and I want to walk the aisles and everything. He has his own Hollywood Walk of Fame within the compound and whatnot.
Oh, wow.
That he like is his shit legit. It's just like he inducted his own people into his own Walk of Fame.
Holy
and
shit.
I think his mission statement many years ago before they even built the studio was they're going to make a Black Hollywood in Atlanta, and that's his home base operations and everything, and it looks like he's fulfilling it.
Wow, that's pretty ambitious.
Because every place that he leased or bought and everything, they would outgrow it, so they had to just keep buying property, and then he just found this big 200 acre lot.
Holy shit.
Built it up. So he does everything for himself, by himself, pretty much. I mean, he has a network, which is under Oprah, the OWN network.
Yeah, I think so.
That plays his content, but he does everything else. He has the lot space. He has the sets. He has everything. He does it all. They just broadcast it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's...
From a guy that used to live in his freaking car to where he is now.
Living the American dream, I guess. Mm-hmm. The only thing I have a general problem with, and I didn't think I was going to talk about this right now, I fucking hate billionaires. I hate their existence, and I hate what they stand for. Millionaires is like, I have a line with millionaires. Like, I also think that millionaires seem to make way more money than they should. But okay, I guess. But billionaires, it's like you cannot possibly become a billionaire without exploiting countless amounts of people. And you can fucking die for all I care. Not you personally, Rob. I know that. Okay, I didn't mean to say it that way.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, I don't have millions anyway, so I don't fall in your category or billions.
No, I mean, like, the statement I made was you can die, and I'm speaking to a person right now.
I got you.
I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to come off
I'm
that.
I'm tracking. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
It's especially more difficult for me, and I talked about it. I don't mean to keep saying doing this, but I guess listen to part one of the look back on 2019. It is a dark episode. It's a very dark episode. I will admit that right now. But a lot of my anger towards billionaires is because of how much they profited during the pandemic, and I cannot just stay silent about that. And
yeah,
like even in the position where I'm in right now, where I am able to work from home and I am able to have a paycheck and I am able to maintain it's an apartment, but like, you know, I'm still able to pay rent. When I heard that Jeff Bezos, like, if he just gave like $100,000 to all of his employees, he could still have the same amount of wealth that he had before the fucking pandemic started. And he isn't fucking doing that because he doesn't fucking care.
Yeah. Well, shit, man. He just went through that divorce where she got what, like $150 million or some crap like that.
It's not even like 50% of his wealth. It was only like $150 million.
I don't know the facts either. Maybe I should do research as well. But whatever amount that she got paid. And he made that money back already. Yeah.
Yes.
So whatever she got, he made back already. So he never really had a setback. He didn't take a loss.
This is not something we should be celebrating. He's going to be a fucking trillionaire soon. And this is not something we should be celebrating.
But I love my Amazon packages within 2 days.
I'm saying this shit, and I also use Amazon regularly, so, you know, and I'm a fucking hypocrite. I'll admit it.
But this is the thing, too, as well, is the whole thing with that, just in itself. He gave her a lump of money, and that's all she has. He, on the other hand, his shit just regenerates and regenerates and regenerates, and his wealth will continue on, maybe even surpass him whenever he's gone, but she is just stuck there with whatever she got.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm pretty sure she could turn it around in investments and do other things with it,
but she
just has a lump sum to live off of, you know?
Yeah.
Shit, Dr. Dre ex-wife was trying to get $2 million more a month or some shit like that because her cost of living expenses and whatnot. And, you know, the court swatted that shit down. She ain't getting that shit, but still, you play the game, this is kind of what you get. I mean, I'm in a thing to where, like, if I worked my ass off to get to where I am and then you come into my life later on and you don't add anything of value to it, you don't increase the wealth or, you know, match it equally and contribute in some kind of way, why the fuck would you get half of my shit? You know, not even a stock option. You know what I mean? Nothing. You shouldn't get shit. I mean, I don't think I'll take that back. I say that they deserve some things. And, you know, if there's kids involved, you know, raising children and doing things of that nature, you know, there should be some compensation depending on the situation.
Of course.
But for you to have half of my life's work, fuck that. Hell no. I don't care what you endured. You didn't endure the shit that I endured to get to this point where you just kind of walked in.
Again, and this is in a situation where, like, there was no abuse happening in the relationship or anything like that. This is just where, like, it's like a gold digger situation, or maybe it is, like, just they weren't, like, it wasn't an abusive relationship, but it was a relationship where one person was taking more resources from the other person.
Yeah.
Like, it could be the other way around. Like, the woman could be the one with more wealth, and then the husband's trying to take, in the divorce, they're trying to take a calf. So,
on the same note.
Yeah,
I said all that shit about, you know, men and women and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, to your point, to where, like, in the situation to Kevin Federline, You know, Britney Spears was banking all that money, and Kevin Federline wasn't doing shit.
Oh, God, you're right. Yeah.
But he got all that money from Britney and even custody of the kid. I mean, because, you know, she was going through some things at the time. But, you know, that is what it is. I mean, I can't. I only know Kevin Federline as from what I've seen on TV. I don't know him personally. I don't know how he is with his kids or how he take care of them or whatever. But in that instance, the female got her comeuppance.
Yeah, I mean, it also depends on this. Like, there's, like, sometimes in the public, and I don't even want to bring him up too much just because, like, we don't know what's going on in the court battles. The one that I can address on because I think that the evidence is credible, I think Evan Rachel Wood, who was the ex-partner of Marilyn Manson, actually had to testify about the abuse that Marilyn Manson did to her over the course of their relationship. And I don't really like to comment on like, if it's not in the public record or if it's, like, hearsay or if, like, it's gossip, I don't really like to comment on it. But in this case, she actually had to testify about this. And in that case, I think if I don't know what the context was of what, because it was a video that she had on Twitter. So I don't know if it was for a custody hearing or if it was for a divorce or something. Well, it's next partner. Again, I don't know, but it's definitely, there's nuance to these types of situations, and I definitely think that it depends on the situation whether or not they should get 50-50 or they should just get, like, child custody, or, you know, it's stuff that's beyond me because, again, I'm not in a relationship right now and I don't know the nuances of a relationship, so it's complicated.
Yeah,
you can just put it that way.
Everything should be a case by case situation, you know.
I agree.
So, like, if you in a, like, if it was a big high profile business, shit went to where the woman is out front, you know, being vocal spokesperson for the company, you know, contributing to the overall growth and wealth of the business, she should be entitled to some portion of that business.
Absolutely.
You know, stock options or, you know, something, you know. But if she ain't doing shit, here, take your little stipend and you just go on about your business, you know, get gone away from me. The biggest Hollywood blunder that I can think of was Robin Thicke and Paula Patton.
Oh,
to where they had a relationship to where I'm not using the phrase right, but she was very submissive to him, you know, to where, like, they were doing threesomes, you know? And the way they wind up getting divorced and breaking up is Robin was stepping out with the girl that they was having a threesome with.
Yeah.
You know? So I seen the girl that he was having the affair with.
Yeah.
Compared to Paula Patton, I'm like, what the fuck is this guy thinking? He deserves every heartache that he's feeling right now. Cause this, I was like, you stupid as fuck. You had fine ass Paula Patton. He made that whack ass album called Paula, kind of making it like an apology album and shit.
Oh,
and,
God. I didn't. One that tanked? Was that a second sophomore album? Was that another
Later
album?
Later album or whatever, but the Blur Lines video.
Yeah.
That was Paula Patton's idea.
Oh.
For the women to be naked and all that shit. That was her idea.
Wow. See,
that's a woman that contributed to his career.
Yeah.
You know, so if there was any litigation or anything like that to where if she deserved anything like that, give her all the things.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Especially if I only know of Robin Thicke because of Blurred Lines.
Yeah. And then his first album, she was the model on the cover of his album. So they've been together, they got history, they've been together a long ass time, and broke my heart. Fine ass Paula Patton.
And it's also, it sucks too because, like, nowadays the idea of open relationships is starting to become a more mainstream idea. Well, not mainstream, but more acceptable idea.
Yeah.
And cases like this are going, like, someone like of a certain background will look at it and it's like, oh, this is why it's not real, because this person actually wanted to be in a monogamous relationship or take advantage of the other person. And, like, they're trying to actively make, or the fucker is making open relationship look like it's just like, what? It's also about, it's about control too. It's like the man wants to have more control over the situation and what's going on. And that fucking pisses me off because, like, people should have the right to be in open relationships and there should be communication. And there's, like, open relationships are all about communication. So this bullshit of what he's trying to do, fucking over his partner, and that she's fucking responsible for his success and that she gets none of it. It's fucking, that aggravates the fuck out of me.
And then, you know, the whole thing about relationships and anything, it shouldn't what you do in your house or in your dwelling or wherever it is that you call home is none of my fucking business.
Right.
Whether it be public or not, unless you're infringing on my rights and shit and stuff like that, you know, what you do is none of my business. So you want to have threesomes all kind of times of the day with your husband or wife or your husband or your wife and all kind of other bullshit.
Yeah.
That's on you. Because exactly. Ultimately, it doesn't affect my bottom line. I'm not losing money because you're doing what the fuck you want. Right. And, you know, things like that. So, I mean, that's how it should be in a lot of aspects of everything. Because the internet is notorious for being angry because other people aren't angry.
Yeah, the internet really likes to piss on other people's happiness.
Mm-hmm. Happiness.
That's one of my favorite King of the Hill moments is Peggy Hill looking in the mirror and saying, happiness, happiness, happiness.
Whoa.
Whoa. I heard you. The whole neighborhood can hear you cussing. It's not cussing if it's the name of a God-given body part. Well, it is if it's the part that should be concealed by an undergarment.
God damn it, Bobby. God if you weren't my son, Bobby. I'd give you a hug.
Oh, God. That reminded me of a podcast I listened to recently from You Must Remember This about Polly Platt, who was the longtime collaborator with the name you do know. You know of Peter Bogdanovich as a well-known director of, I can't remember his other movies, but Paper Moon. Oh, The Last Picture Show and Paper Moon. Polly Platt was a huge contributor to all of his movies. And unsurprisingly, when they divorced, because he fucking cheated on her with who did he cheat on her with? Sybil Shepherd. I might be wrong about that. But with a well-known actress.
Somebody else. Yeah.
Somebody else.
Not his wife.
Picture me in the... Not his wife. When they divorced creatively, his movies got worse. And her career... She fucking got to work with James L. fucking Brooks. Terms of Endearment, Broadcast News... She kept working in the film industry for years and never got to direct her own film because the stigma against her because of, you know, her being the wife of Peter Bogdanovich. And that, like, and the whole thing about when she died, and I don't know if she died recently, and I don't know why those episodes were produced. Well, it was produced because her story had to be told. When she died, he was saying, oh, no, she didn't do all that stuff. Although she's make yourself seem more important. Yeah, I said, yeah, you rolled your fucking eyes. That's fucking bullshit, Peter Bogdanovich. You go fuck yourself.
Yeah, because she anyway, can't defend herself. She did.
See, yeah, exactly. You can just fucking say that. It's like, oh, she didn't do anything. Fucking shit. Holy fuck. I gotta calm down. I haven't yelled on a podcast in a long time since my Sonic 06 episode. Trying to like throw them under the bus or just like delegitimize them completely. And that's the reason we don't know about who they were. And I had to learn through a fucking excellent, I would highly recommend it. It is 10 parts, but I would recommend every part. A podcast about Polly Platt. She's a fucking, she wasn't a fucking incredible woman that had demons. Like she had to suffer. She had to fight through alcoholism for her entire life because she felt inadequate about herself. Probably because of the fucking men in the Hollywood system that kept trying to take advantage of her at every fucking turn.
A swig of my alcoholic beverage.
Yes, you take. I will take a swig of my beverage as well, but this is not alcohol.
It's Seagram's. They make gin.
You're right, they do, but this is ginger ale.
Yeah. See, ginger ale.
Gin? Oh! I have to check if this is all. caffeine free, naturally flavored with other natural flavors.
And gin.
let's see. Is there gin in this? There is not gin in this. No gin.
Is your brother still alive over there?
He is watching a YouTube video.
All right, very well. I had to do a pulse check.
No, that's fine. Rob, check on you. Are you okay, buddy?
I can see.
You want to check your heart rate again? 150. Jesus Christ, dude.
Just remember, if you're looking at porn, your heart rate is going to be up.
He's not looking at porn. He wouldn't be looking at porn while we're doing a podcast.
We can't see it.
You're right. While he's waiting for his heart rate, hard shift from our conversation topic about adulterers. I was going to ask you about your Twitch channel because you started that
not too long
months
ago.
Have you been doing that for like a couple years? I know more recently that you've been.
Yeah,
doing
it's just like recently, like within the last couple months and whatnot. I just been kind of.
Why? So other than like being able to upgrade your equipment and being able to like have all your five fucking webcams or something, like why did you decide to start a Twitch channel?
Just a way to expand, because like I said, 5 years and it's just been more or less just audio, you know. So I felt like, you know, doing more things since I have the means to now would kind of expand the word of the Random Ramblings. Yeah. So, and then I like playing video games. What I was doing prior to Twitch, though, was I was using Mixer on the Xbox. It's a native app that Microsoft had, which when I got used to doing that shit, because I'm like, I looked at it this way. People like to see people playing games for whatever reason. I did not understand that in the beginning, but, you know, I play games all the time. And I was just like, well, if this is what people want to see, hit the app. I'm streaming. There you go. No big frills about it. I would just sit there and play Call of Duty all fucking night. And they closed Mixer. So I just went over to Twitch and thought I was going to do the same thing. But I seen that there was more functionality to that platform than it was compared to Mixer. Yeah. Or things that I didn't know about, you know, while I was using Mixer. So I got more interested in just the freaking aspects of Twitch rather than Twitch proper, if that makes any sense. I like making the layouts. Yeah. I like trying to figure out the software surrounding like OBS and the different scenes and how to make this camera do this and that. I like doing that. So that's kind of why I'm doing Twitch shit, because that allows me to learn and experiment and people can watch the progress as I go. Kind of like the podcast.
Yeah.
I started it. It was a rough version of what I thought it could be or should be. And you can see the progression from episode one all the way up until, you know, now, you know.
Oh, God, absolutely.
So that's just kind of how I do it. Because, like, even the YouTube videos, I do them sparingly. Now that I have a means to do video recordings of the calls and whatnot, if a guest chooses that option to where they want to do audio and video, you know, that's time for me to practice and putting the things on YouTube and everything. Even with that, it's just trying to learn that process as well. I feel like I'm more interested in learning things rather than actually doing them.
Sure.
Because, like, if you had a question about Twitch, I could probably answer a lot of those questions. And I like passing the knowledge and helping people out and shit. So,
yeah.
That's kind of the thing.
Yeah, no, it's also like get used to a new platform, like getting used to the nuances of that platform. I've been actually watching a lot more Twitch myself. Like, I've been watching like my favorite YouTuber, some call like John, is on Twitch. There's a I think they're a trans YouTuber, GameChamp 3000, who right now they are trying to do a, and you have Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. I don't know if you played World of Light. They're trying to do 100% hard mode with no spirits and no skills.
Fuck that.
their YouTube channel is about challenge run, so that's just what they do.
Yeah. Even with all my equipment, I can't even fucking.
The perseverance, like I watched them do the Rathalos boss battle with hard mode, with no spirits, with no skills, and they pulled it off. But it was incredibly captivating to watch somebody do that and just watch and kind of find watching the rapport also with, you know, it's not just you playing a video game, but it's also the interaction with you and the audience.
Yeah.
Or if you're like a big enough Twitch streamer, like I'd say like Proton John is pretty big. He actually has like these interactive elements in his stream, obviously to keep interest. Like the prompts that come up about when someone subscribes or if someone donates, he'll give them an egg or something like that.
Yeah.
And just, it is something I want to dabble in, but I don't think I'm quite ready to do that yet. And I don't know if my computer will be able to handle streaming. And I also don't have time to do that because I have a full-time job. And I'm too depressed after hours to do streaming. So it would probably be a weekend thing, but I'm not too focused on that right now. I'm thinking about it, but it is something I've wanted to dabble in because I used to do streaming a couple years ago on YouTube, I think.
Yeah. And that's the same thing with me. It's just now I'm adding another element to this. So when you add, you have to also add more time to put into it, which subtracts from the already limited amount of time with work. And, you know, I mean, all them motherfuckers in there and a dog. And, you know, so I get kind of weary about it sometimes. I mean, the podcast shit is easy. I can schedule an appointment. You know, I'm in there and out of there in about an hour and a half, you know, or whatever, maybe even less sometime. And then, you know, I can go about the day and handle business. But to add more to that, to come up, because, like, that's been the hardest thing for me right now with the Twitch stuff is trying to nail down a consistent schedule. Mm. You know, so I legitimately feel bad because, like, I have a schedule on there. If you go to my Twitch, twitch.tv/3rshow, you can go to the schedule tab and you can see the days that I put aside for it. And I feel legitimately bad that, like, if I missed something or I didn't stream within the block that I allotted that I said I was going to do. I mean, I feel bad because if there was any interest or somebody showed up for it, I wasn't there for them. But at the same time, I feel bad that if I would have did the time I allotted, but I missed out on doing something with them.
Right. You
know? So it's just, I don't know what to do. It's just, you're tearing me apart.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa. That wasn't even close to Tommy Wiseau, so I apologize.
Oh, hi, Mark.
But no, I totally understand that back and forth. That's just kind of the same kind of reason why Random Chatterings was on hiatus. An unexpected hiatus. I did record some stuff in February, and then the pandemic hit, and then I had no reason to do anything at all for several months. But the other reason I did have a self-imposed hiatus was because I knew the current situation of living with someone right now. Our space is very tiny, and recording things, like producing things, like I'm kind of happy right now that the recordings I did in the shed with a not so great, it was a $100 microphone, not the one that I'm recording this with. Yeah. It was the glow. With its glow. That was the Zoom H1 microphone. It was also a recorder. So I did a recording in my shed, and I'm surprised. The part one of A Look Back on 2019 actually sounds really good after I did a lot of mixing on it and like a lot of tweaks to it. So it sounded surprisingly good. So I'm thinking with my sound shield, which you can't see, it's off screen. Actually, you know what, Kara, can we? You know what? We'll do it after the episode's over. I'll show you my sound shield in person because you probably only saw the Instagram pic. But with my custom-made sound shield, which we got the box when my brother ordered $30 of chips from Frito-Lay's. That was all him. He didn't even tell me he had done that, but he had some money saved. I was like, fuck it, let's spend $30 on potato chips.
That means that's 30 less trips to the store to get bags of chips.
Exactly. And it was big enough, and I figured, could I actually do something with this? And then I think it was my interior idea to actually to convert that into a sound shield.
It was your idea, my box.
Yes, very much so. We actually tested it out. I did a couple of recordings on with the sound shield. I think I did the intro of the Look Back on 2019 and with the new microphone, the HyperX that I'm currently using right now.
HyperX.
I don't know. I don't know if they have ads, but. God. Okay, I'm sorry if I'm boring people with the technical shit. Long story short,
you're not boring me.
Okay, I guess that's more.
I'm your guest. You're supposed to entertain me, goddammit.
Fair fucks. There's 2 minutes left in the game, and the Lakers are definitely going to win the championship.
Like, this is the conference or the no shit championship?
This is the finals. Yeah, this is it. They win. That's it.
This is what I'll say to that.
Yeah.
The shit is fucking rigged. Kiss my ass. Oh, Kobe died, so now the Lakers got to win. Fuck that. It's rigged. Look, I've seen this story before.
Okay.
2009, the New Orleans Saints won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Prior to that, New Orleans went under fucking water with Hurricane Katrina. That's the comeback story. That's the reason why they won the Super Bowl. Look at the Saints' track record. Never in the existence of the franchise had they ever been that far off. And never have they ever won the Super Bowl. But all of a sudden, little rain come in. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's tragic. I'm not trying to downplay that. But my point is, when a tragedy strikes, they rig games, which they still do anyway prior tragedy, but still fucking rigged.
You know, I would probably be more, I would probably agree with you. It's my home team. I have to cheer for them.
I mean, I understand that. You stick with your team. Stick with your team.
Yeah.
But it's still fucking rigged. I said it. Send the hate
my way. I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree. I mean, there's a lot of time that some people are saying that basketball was becoming like pro wrestling in terms of like how it's doing all that shit. Yeah. So you know what? Maybe
you'd be out there flopping and shit. Oh! Looking like you took a super kick and shit. Sweet chin music.
Dude, did you see that gif on Reddit of that KO? I don't know if it's still trending right now, but like look up UFC. I don't know what the most recent.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. The motherfucker caught his foot.
That was fucking crazy.
That's amazing.
Holy shit. Like the way that he like confident, like even after he did it, he just confident like just moved forward. It's like, I know what I did. I don't have to even have to turn around. I know what happened.
That's reflex and reaction. That's fucking great. And then you gotta look at it in a context like that, like because fighters like that, and especially John Jones, despite all his personal issues and everything.
Yeah.
Innovative fighter, because who have you seen fight out of the total existence of UFC and other combat sports of that nature? How many times have you seen something like that?
Not very often, or never.
Or never. So, you know, John Jones was like the guy who do freak ass spinning elbows, snap dragon kicks, and all kind of crazy shit.
Yeah,
and it works because you can't prepare for that,
right?
Especially when they just do it randomly and whatnot. I mean, they have the advantage of being a professionally trained martial artist or whatever discipline they choose to train in.
Yeah,
and they know how to, you know, manipulate the basics. You know, it's just like Photoshop. You can be awesome at Photoshop as long as you know and you're proficient at the basics of the program.
Right.
If you're proficient at the basics of, you know, martial arts or any other sport that requires that focus and discipline, you can manipulate it to your whim. And that's what he did. He countered a block with a fucking kick that's not conducive to a counter like that. Most of the people try to take their foot away, or they try to push the guy off.
Right.
Or getting some type of defensive maneuver happens in that situation mostly every time. So that guy wasn't expecting an offensive maneuver to happen.
Right. I haven't actually seen any UFC events. The last one I saw was the CM one Punk. That was right before quarantine. What's up?
CM Punk.
CM Punk.
That's the last one I watched.
Where did he get to do two, or was it just
he got
one
two
and
fights?
Done?
He lost his debut fight, and he lost his second and last fight.
Well, but, I mean, I guess he gave it a try.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. He tried. He had something that.
Lakers win! Let's go riot!
Boo!
The hell? Someone calling me?
Yay, Lakers!
Oh, mom's calling. My mom is calling.
So you know what's about to happen?
I just heard fireworks.
Hey, ask your brother. I mean, he probably listening to the broadcast and everything. Who's going to be the first motherfucker to say we did it for Kobe? Mark that shit.
Oh, my God. My mom is so excited. Holy shit. Is that picking up on the microphone?
I heard that.
Yeah. Wow. Sí, yo te escucho, ma.
Yay.
Okay.
BNBN Lakers.
Yes. Woo. My mom is very excited, as you can hear.
Yeah.
God.
That's great.
To bring this all back full circle, you remember the mom I talked about the soap operas? That's my mom. That's her voice. Oh, did you meet her actually, or did you see her?
Your mom many a times.
Oh God, never mind. Sorry. I thought, man, that would have been perfect if that was like a full circle thing. But I'm trying to make up history.
Yes.
I'm trying to manipulate
it. Revisionist history.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The WWE does every day.
Yes, exactly. Okay, my original point when we got to this tangent was
The game is rigged.
The game is rigged, but also I have a shed now where I do my work, and now I'm trying to convert that. Well, it's a soundproof shed actually, or as soundproof as it can be, because unfortunately we couldn't install the doors for reasons. But I think it can. If with my new sound shield, I should be able to do more recordings in the shed, and then I don't have to bother my brother about it. And then I can just record like 9 a.m. in the morning. And it's like, oh, it's time to record something, and I can keep producing episodes. Well, I guess I'll be working on this episode, and I hope I'll get that out sooner rather. I know, Rob. I know I've failed you in the past, and it's taking me forever to edit.
Hey,
shit.
Man. Hey. This is your shit. You don't have to explain nothing to me.
I will do my best. This is my next project. I will make sure this is out. And everybody who's listening to this right now, if it's still October when they're listening to this, and then I succeeded. But guests, it's kind of exhausting and stressful to have guests. And right now, I'm not really in the mental capacity to reach out to people. Yeah. I actually did try to audition. It's not an audition, but like someone was asking for a guest host because they were about to launch a new podcast, and then I decided to DM them. It's like, oh, you know what? I haven't done this in a while. I'll send my show and we'll see what they think. And then I didn't hear back from them. So,
I mean, that's the way of the world anyway.
Exactly. So it's like I remember, like, especially in 2017 when I was starting to run out of guests. It's like it was getting really stressful, and that's why I tried to focus on just the individual episodes just with myself on them. And now I'm actually trying to be even more ambitious with them. And I'm actually trying to tackle when those episodes come out, it's going to be like, we're going to try to tackle like a lot of really interesting topics. It's definitely going to be a lot more progressive than it's been in the past, just because of my current, mindset in terms of just where I am, where I stand politically. But it's still going to be about pop culture. It's like, that's always been the frame, because that's what fascinates me. That's what I find interest in. I can't believe that project is 5 years old now.
How old is the Blue Waffle sketch?
Oh, God. Streets? 2011. Awkward. That was, 2012, I think, was when that bit was produced. No, 2011. So that's 9 years old. The Blue Waffle episode of my web series, which I don't want to recommend to people anymore because it's kind of cringe.
I bought a box of Blue Waffles.
I saw that on Instagram, and you tagged me on that picture. That was really funny.
I did not realize it either.
How were they?
I was just like, oh, look, it's some Blue Waffles. And then I was like, wait a minute, this is some Blue Waffles.
I think that video, oh my God, that video is almost a decade. I guess I'll have to do an anniversary.
That video is almost as old as my youngest child.
Are you? Oh, no. Oh, God, now I have to say something about it. Maybe I'll reference it like in a look back on, just because like those are the more updated.
On the look back of this Blue Waffle.
Yeah, so I really want to get back into it, because like I did miss the process of podcasting for so much time, and I'm sure my brother got tired of me complaining about how I wasn't recording or producing things. So, yeah.
Man, I tell you what, the change to this current system that I have now is like I feel like there's been an uptake in production, because like I remember editing on that whack ass laptop that I had.
Yeah. You know,
and a 30-minute clip would take me damn near an hour and some change to edit, because you know that's how bad that damn thing was.
Yeah.
Dude, the first time I ever edited an episode on this computer You know, I was thinking, like, oh, man, this would be like an hour and a half, 2 hours or some shit or whatever. I can put this on and go make me some food and shit, right?
Yeah.
39 seconds.
Whoa.
I was like, what the fuck is life? Because I spent more time editing the episode than I actually did partaking in the episode. So that's another thing, too, is just like, I will wake up ass early on a day I decided to edit an episode because I knew I was going to take a long ass time to edit the episode. Or I would just wait till everybody went to sleep and I would stay up late at night editing episodes. You know,
oh because my God,
I said that precious time in between, because it's like, if I'm in here editing, I'm doing less shit out there.
Right. You know?
So now it's just like, shit, hey, I'm going to edit this episode. She's like, okay, see you later. I was like, no, no, no. I'll be back in 5 minutes. I'm done. She's like, you done editing already? I told you. I'm gonna be back in 5 minutes. It's like, that's crazy.
Boy.
Because it was like a thing. I'd be like, hey, I'll be back. I got to edit this episode for tomorrow. She's like, all right, I'll see you in the morning.
Oh, man. That must have been rough for them in those days. But, dude, I wish I could be back in the days of editing super late. Like, I remember, especially in the I don't want to say the glory years, so that implies that those years are gone. Yeah.
Hey,
but,
man,
you know,
glorious to you.
Yeah, well, you can put it that way. But like the days where I felt like the most productive and I actually had guests on my show, I would be editing like really, really late just because I didn't really have like a full time job that I had to wake up super early to and I could afford to edit. Nowadays, I can only really afford to edit like for 2 hours on a weekday or like longer hours on the weekend. But it is like that transition of like where you started from in terms of how you were producing everything and how you like you just try to use everything you could. Like those fucking anime episodes were recorded into a MacBook Air. Like we just talked directly into it. We didn't have a fucking microphone even. Yeah. The same thing. Like you editing something and it takes you forever for everything to render, and then now you can just produce everything like in just a couple of minutes. It's kind of incredible. And I do sometimes envy you a lot because I'm so subconscious of my own voice even now. Not like in terms of my voice, but in terms of my content of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That it's still like, okay. I might cut this out. Because it's
technically... No, don't do
no, it. Okay. I shouldn't be saying this now, but I'm saying it now because this is this type of recording. I'm not drunk, but I am high on life.
Yeah, so you can cut it out.
Fuck! Well, no, you have to say something else, so I would have to cut it out.
I support jailing puppies.
I do, too.
That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
We'll take it.
Because
you can go worse.
And that could definitely have been worse. Anyway, I actually had take one of the look back on 2019 that I recorded before the pandemic started. That was recorded in February.
Yeah, and I was like, man, 2019 sucks ass. The shittiest year ever. Then 2020 is like, hold my beer.
And I thought, like, just because originally it was just going to be a test because I was going to record the second take of Look Back on 2019, but it was so terrible. Or not terrible, but like the audio quality was just not up to par. It was more free form. Like, I just kind of just wanted to talk about COVID-19 and the Black Lives Matter protests, but it just wasn't coherent. I didn't really know what point I was trying to make. And it also did, and the audio quality wasn't good.
But
so,
it's random chatterings.
Yes, but honestly, I get, trust me.
You are the most precise random person I know. You have a controlled randomness. You control your chaos. I don't know if I told you the last time we talked or a time that we talked before.
Yeah.
But out of the whole history of the show, there's only been one thing due to content of what I said that I've ever edited out my show.
Really?
And I didn't think it was bad, but the guest was like, could you take that out, please? And I was like,
Oh.
And it was and like how I say it. I mean, I say shit sometimes, but yeah. Like,
right.
What is it? He was talking about firefighters or some shit like that. Right.
Yeah.
And it was talking about being heroes. You know, they run into fires and all kind of stuff or whatever. I was like, I don't understand how you can get paid to run into a fire, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was just like, I said, would that make them flame? And he's like, yeah, could you take that out, please? And I was like, okay, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's I can see why he wanted to take that out.
Yeah, I was like, that's stupid. Why would they go in there? That's hot. That's fire to kill you. That's. But then it was like, that's. And then I was like, oh yeah, I think what that was 2019, 2018, something like that. I was like, yeah. He's like, so I just edited it out. But now I say it over here, so I'm good.
Oh my gosh, I censored that.
See, that's another sound effect. Now you got me in the mind frame of sound effects that I need. So I'm gonna get the little beep button, the little bleep, the censor button.
That's one of my favorite. I actually like censoring just because I just like being able to insert the effect on the timeline. It's just a really cool effect. Oh God, there's people really excited right now.
They're gonna write it here too.
I hope not. I really hope not.
Hey man, check on your treadmill.
Is it covered? Is the treadmill covered?
Oh no, it's still on.
It's still on?
Yeah, because I was dying.
Oh.
Yeah, take care.
Maybe no one will jump over the fence and check on that. Maybe we'll be fine. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'm probably still gonna do a run after this is over. Man, with all these interruptions, this is gonna be a bitch to edit.
Or you cannot edit it.
No, I have to, Rob. Me, I'm. Yes, I have it's to. Just I you. Have
you're,
to.
You're not really random. This is just chatterings.
I fucking lied to everybody. Although I must say, in terms of branding, and then whenever I do create my own LLC, and I thought that was so professional, like Random Works LLC for the appointment shit. That's really professional. Whenever I do my LLC Rand Chat, it actually works really well. Like it flies off the tongue. It's like I can put like Rand Chat podcast or Rand Chat
streams
and that kind of shit.
It almost sounds like you're saying ranch at.
Ranch at.
Yeah. Man, you get some ranch at this place over here on the corner. It's like I built this room or whatever, and I was so excited because like that wall behind me,
yeah,
it goes straight into my closet, into my bedroom.
Really?
So I was like, yeah, I could put a door right there, so I can just leave my room and come straight into here. but there's plumbing over there, so I can't. I could wake up out of my bed because is my bedroom. The bathroom, and then the closet is in the back of the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I could have walked out of my bedroom into the bathroom, into the closet, into here. It could be like some Narnia shit. I could have slid the clothes to the side. And... Chronicles of Randomness.
Man, we've been talking for almost 2 hours, dude. I don't know if you have to return to your family at any point.
Yes, I had to. I have a meet appointment after this.
You have a what appointment?
A meat appointment. I had to deliver some meat to my wife.
Oh, I see. Jesus Christ, dude, I've missed you so much. I really wish it's not another year before we talk. We chatted up again.
I mean, I'm always around. You got my number and it's unblocked this time.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was you. I literally didn't know it was you. I didn't know, Rob. I'm sorry.
I didn't know. I'm sending that to you now.
I guess we'll have to wrap it up for today. Rob, where can people find you on the internet? I know you already plugged your Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
But
twitch.tv/3rshow. And you can also find me on Twitter @3rshow. You can find me on Instagram @the3rshow. You can find some content on YouTube. Look for 3rshow. You get the gist of the things. And for everything that I may have missed, you can find on randomrob.com.
Is it just Rob now, randomrob.com?
Correct. Randomrob.com. I took the cast off for savings.
Gotcha. Oh, God, that's going to be. Maybe I should just go with randchatpodcast.com when that day inevitably comes. Because random chatterings, that might be a chunk of change for domain usage.
I have the domain 3rs.lol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's one of those short freaking domain names. Like, you know how people do those bit links and whatnot?
Yeah, so yeah.
The address and they shrink it down?
Yeah.
So I have that domain for that purpose. So when I do episodes, I have like a tiny little bitty ass URL that say 3rs.lol. And then whatever I put on the end. So 3rshow.lol shenanigans at the end. I don't know.
Gotcha. All right. Actually, Rob, I actually wanted to find to tell you this. The reason I even did my look back on 2019, why I re-recorded it and included the Black Lives Matter protests and then decided to talk about those issues was your podcast, hashtag podcast blackout, which I did source in the description on the website. Because when I heard you talking about it, I realized this is bigger than all of us right now. And this is a really serious moment. And because Rob, I know you're a very casual kind of person. You don't usually bring up things like that. So it took me aback, and you did inspire me to go ahead and put my, to put my opinion out there as well on the issues and actually be more vocal about it.
Yeah.
So thank you, Rob, for doing that.
Yeah. That shit was crazy, man. It's just, I looked at my show as, or I still do to an extent, a place to where people can escape all this bullshit.
Of course.
You know, because, you know, I try not to dabble into politics, of which, because I'm not well-versed in that shit anyway. But because you hear about it all day, see it on the news. And, you know, when you come home or you relax or you do whatever you do to listen to podcasts, I want to be within that bubble. I want to be in that, your temple of solitude or whatever. And just, you can just release all that shit and just sweep the day away.
Right.
But when I did that episode, I don't think I've been the same since. Cause like, I did that episode and I had some stuff in the can, but I didn't record after that.
Wow.
You know, I didn't record any episodes. I didn't go on. I didn't do shit, you know? And then I wasn't even listening to podcasts. I wasn't, you know, the shit that I normally listen to, and I wasn't doing nothing. I would go to work, get through the day, and I would come home and I wouldn't do shit. And then, like, even now, I'm just starting to get back into the rotation of listening to the podcast that I've been listening to for years now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just weird. It's like, I think for a good week or so, I didn't even promote a podcast. I just put that one out and I just stuck it out there and I didn't say shit about it. I just, left it the fuck alone. Even the episode that came out last week, it was something similar. I got a family member that needs a kidney, a living kidney donor and shit. And I did like a 17-minute episode just talking about that, because I felt like to put that as a bumper on either the front or the end of an episode with shenanigans and ha ha he he in the middle, you know, over this dire situation, you know, I was just like, you know, so I just said what I said and just left it at that.
Yeah.
So, yep. But that'll be another thing that I should have been talking about. KidneyForChrisPage.com. That's kidney, the number four. Chris Page is PAIGE. My nephew, 35 years old, had a brush with COVID. And it exacerbated or freaking heightened underlying this condition that he had. It made it worse, fucked up his kidneys to where they had to go in and do emergency dialysis, and it permanently damaged his fucking kidney. So now he needs a living donor to donate him a kidney. So that's going on. Shenanigans. Life. This fucking 2020. Yeah. If this was 2019, he would have been all right. But it's 2020, so now he fucked up.
Oh God, I am so sorry. I'm gonna do whatever I can in my power. Even after this is recording, if it's recorded, I'll see if I can find a tweet of yours, and I'll promote it as well.
Right, appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Of course. And I know we were about to conclude the episode, but I just didn't want to mention briefly that I've also had something similar. I don't know if it's just work or just sometimes Twitter is so upsetting, like not like my timeline in general, but just so fucking depressing that I've actually fallen very behind on all of my podcasts.
Exactly, man.
And it's other podcasts on Patreon, the Patreon podcasts that I subscribe to. I have those on my main phone. Those are far behind. Those episodes are like 9 or 8 that are unlistened, and it's just like I have not had time and I have not
sometimes I just want to listen to video game music to just get me through the fucking day, because everything is so fucking dire all the time. And but,
yep, this is a great way to end the episode, right?
I mean, we're all right, okay. Let's bring it back up a bit, because Rob, what is the song that's going to be taking us out today?
Oh, I'm excited about that. Here we go. We got Shuffle.
While you search that, I'm going to look up what my old my spiel used to be, because again, I have not done this in a long time.
I got you.
I didn't know.
All right. It's Expectations by Wiley featuring Black.
No. No, no, not that. No, I'm trying to find my spiel.
Your spiel.
My spiel. La, 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 la.
Your spiel.
My spiel. Where the fuck is it? Has it been that long?
It's been that long.
It has been. Oh my god, I can't find it.
Your spiel juice.
Should I just wing it? You can email us random chat or rain chat podcast. I guess I can. Yeah, you know what? I'll wing it. I'll fucking wing it. I've done so many of these, I fucking memorized it. All right. Yeah. Taking this out today is Expectations by Wale featuring Black. As always, you can find our podcast at randomchatterings.weebly.com. You can find us on Twitter at rantchatpodcast. And you can find us on Instagram at randomchatterings. You can email us at rantchatpodcast@gmail.com. And I don't have a fucking question of the week because I don't do that shit anymore. Because no one ever really there's a couple of times we got some responses to questions of the
you can
day.
Ask me
question of the week for you on the spot. What do you think of the Lakers winning the 2020 finals, Rob?
It's rigged.
Yeah, it probably is.
They already got Photoshop pictures of Kobe with his arm around LeBron James in the halo.
Oh God. Okay. Do I say anything else after that? I think that's it. The question of the day, and then final parting words. Thank you everybody for listening to the podcast. I'm sorry we took so long to produce anything new. I'm going to. I don't know. We might have guests here and there. Maybe Rob will just be my co-host for the rest of the run, because I don't have anyone else to talk to.
I'll come talk to you.
I appreciate that, Rob. Thank you so much. We should be back very soon with more podcasts. Please be patient. And if you are impatient, well, not impatient, I shouldn't put it that way, but if you do want to listen to more podcasts, we have 100+ episodes on this very feed. And okay, so yes, we do have a website, but honestly, just go to Spotify. You can find the show on Spotify. I also know about Amazon Music. I need to add the show on Amazon Music. Mm-hmm. And Rob, episode 26 should be back on the feed with a new intro very, very, very soon. I should say even by the end of this week, episode 26 should be up.
Yeah, that was our first
everybody
meet.
Can listen
we
to
need that.
That really fun episode we did about wrestling. Clotheslines suck. It's a really fun episode. I can vouch for that because I listened to it again. And that should be up again very soon. So please be on lookout for that. But yeah, Rob, thanks again for coming back on the show.
Coco.
All right. Take care, everybody. See you next time.
Surprise, motherfucker.
A lot of shit that I'm just out here trying to figure out. And you expect me to know the answer to some shit that I'm just trying to get about of. Where did the time go? I'm in a pain trying to be right though. Of course you got the answers, cause you ain't the one that's in my position. I've been sorting through a lot of shit that's in my head now. A lot of shit that had me scared now. And don't you leave me here for dead now. I've been sorting through a lot of shit that's in my head now. A lot of shit that had me scared now. And don't you leave me here for dead now.
Believe it or not, this little motherfucker right here,
yeah,
he has a backstory. He has lore attached to him.
Ah.
And everything.
I am
which...
recording.
No, that's fine. We're technically off air. What's up?
I ran.
for 6.5 for the last 2 minutes.
Yeah?
And I started getting dizzy.
Oh, God. Jesus, so, dude.
I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah.
But
shit, dude.
I just wanted to test if I could. And I could. But now I can't.